Now we're ready for a wonderful discussion of Richard Rohr's book, Eager to Love. We're going to look at chapter 12 on John Duns Scotus, and chapter 13, A Natural Spiritual Genius, Francis. This is just a curious thing on my part. Some people like to come to Word and Life and just listen. And some people like to read the chapters afterwards as a review. But some people like to read them ahead of time just to know what's going to happen. I'm wondering how many people read those two chapters before today? Oh, almost everybody did. All right. Well, you notice that chapter 12, John Duns Scotus, is a real tough one. And we have a wonderful presenter down here. There he is. And he's ready to unwrap John Duns Scotus for us. He's a very, he's in the first half of life. He is so accomplished, and there are a few things that I want to tell you about him. But he's a doctor, and he's a brother, and he has SSF after his name. That means Society of St. Francis. He's an Episcopalian. And I want to tell you first about how we met. In March of 2007, Brother Jude, now we call him brother or doctor, what would you like?
Jude,
all right. But I want you to know he is a brother, and he is a doctor, and he's an ordained priest. So we'll call him Jude, and then Dave Rico and Don Bassan, who is a Marist brother from New York State, they organized a pilgrimage. And I was lucky enough to go on the pilgrimage, and here is the syllabus that we had. This was 2 weeks with these guys. It was really interesting and wonderful. Jude did, he's a Jungian analysis, so he did the dream work. Dave did the synchronistic stuff, and Don did the mysticism stuff. But we were there for 2 weeks in Assisi. We stayed and were... I keep moving away from this thing. We stayed and were fed by Polish nuns in their convent by night, and then we traveled around with these guys during the day. It was a wonderful experience. Awesome. Here's the book that we had. It was a syllabus. It was a big deal here. So I put some of the things from the syllabus on the back table. If you want to look at it during the break, you can. We visited all the places mentioned in Rohr's book and the people that have been here subsequently mentioned different places, St. Clair's, the caves. We went to all those places and then some. But that experience led us to an invitation to Jude to come to speak to us on March 11th in 2010 when we were still over at Holy Cross. So he came to us on that day. And we, at that time, we were doing Richard Rohr's other book called Things Hidden. So he spoke to us on that chapter and on that book. And what I remember is a discussion between the Dominican and the Franciscan view on the atonement theory. Remember that? You explained all that. I picked the Franciscan view. All right, the Episcopalian Franciscans are the largest group of Franciscans in the Anglican community. There are 112 religious communities, 24 of them in the Americas. And for the past 9 years, Jude, Brother Jude, Dr. Jude, has served as Minister Provincial of the Province of the Americas. So he has all the responsibility for all the brothers in South America and North America. So he's got a lot on his plate, and we're so glad that he was able to take time to come. Speaking of that, he was going to come on the train. The Amtrak isn't running on Tuesday when he wanted to come. So he used his miles, and he went from San Francisco to Phoenix to here on Tuesday, 10 hours. 10 hours to get here. We're bringing him to the airport this afternoon, another 10 hours to go home. So he's a pilgrim. So he was born in England. He moved to the United States in 1998 and has been based in San Francisco since then. He lives there in the friary. The friary is called San Damiano with six other brothers. There's another California friary in Los Angeles and a third soon to open in Riverside. And as I mentioned, Jude was ordained a priest. That happened 9 years ago. His PhD is in analytical psychology, combining Jungian psychology and spirituality. He has a small practice in San Francisco, working only with people who cannot afford the fees for that kind of analysis. He uses sand play and soul collage in his work. While he was still in England, he worked with the homeless and the poor. He's a Franciscan, and he was involved in the AIDS pandemic when it began. He co-founded the first AIDS crisis center in England. He now works in the San Francisco Night Ministry with two or three other priests. He trains and supervises and organizes a year of formation for crisis line counselors. He teaches priestly formation at the seminary in Berkeley and works as a spiritual director. Jude conducts retreats and workshops on St. Francis and Jung, the themes around wholeness and integration, becoming what God has called us to be. His delightful sense of humor makes him a popular presenter. You'll find that out in a few minutes. Now, on the creative side, listen to this one. He's learning how to play the bagpipes. Can you imagine that in a group of six brothers? He is learning the bagpipes. They're glad you're here. So, for the past 2 years, he's worked as an apprentice to an old-fashioned printer. And he now runs a 100-year-old Chandler and Price printing press. He's going into the printing press business with cards and with quotes and meditations from St. Francis and Jung and John Duns Scotus. So, this is an accomplished first half of life man. We're so thrilled to have him. Come on up, Dr. Brother Jude Hill, and we'll give you our special word and life blessing. All right? Thank you.